You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
I'm Drew Leiter.
And I'm Cleus Jacobs.
We're here to tell you about our podcast, The Earth Station DCU. Join us every week as we discuss the DC Universe.
We talk everything DC, including comics, television, the cinematic universe, and so much more.
We look forward to bringing you some great reviews and discussions.
And don't forget,
read more comics.
Hello and welcome to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. I am your host, The Monster, back to give you a movie review of... So, I've just seen it maybe about a couple hours ago, and wanted to do a quick review, because it's not going to be long. Let me start off with this. The very idea that this movie came out over 30 years ago and many fans lost their minds as to why remake this, let alone recast this with an all-female cast. I really don't understand the backlash against these great actors, these actresses, I should say. Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones. They're all fantastic in their own right. Now, granted, this movie, the new Ghostbusters, has to live up to what the original did with Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd, and Bill Murray. That's a hard thing to achieve in and of itself. But if this movie took the approach like the Star Trek 2009 reboot, sort of that movie, then it's completely a little different. There's room to reinterpret these characters. But more importantly, I want to point out this whole thing that has been bugging me since that trailer came out back in April, I think, where I talked about 30 years ago, four scientists, Ghostbusters happen. And then we see this new group of Ghostbusters. So this happened before and everyone forgot? I didn't get a clear understanding of what the trailer was going with. Was this an alternate universe in which that 30 years ago never happened, or something happened to them and everyone lost all their memories of those events? I think to me that was the biggest problem right off the bat. Not that it was being remade, not that they were new characters and actors playing roles that were familiar to many of us that grew up watching Ghostbusters, but to me, that was the more crucial thing. And as I read on about the trailer, there was some kind of weird logic as to why that was being addressed 30 years ago in the trailer. Something to the akin of with The Force Awakens and how Luke had gone missing from that point on. And rumors circulated about the Force and about Luke, so he became folklore, he became legend, he became something that people forgot, but they heard stories. Well, that's fine. Granted, Star Wars is a huge universe. You can easily forget what had happened during the New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi in that universe, and then be gone for so long that it kind of makes sense that maybe 30 plus years people will forget. That makes perfect sense to me. But if you're trying to use that kind of logic in this new Ghostbusters premise, then you need to really emphasize what it is about this new movie that really sets it apart from the old one. Because right now, when I look at the trailer and seen the old movie, they're identical in many respects, a lot of gags, a lot of similar characteristics appear in both. So which is it? Is it a separate universe? Does something happen? I don't know. All I know is that when I saw this movie, and again, I love all these actresses. I love Paul Feig, who is the director of this movie. But unfortunately, for this movie to have won me over, again, I'm not faulting anyone other than the problem here is the story, folks. We don't have a story. It's a lot of jokes, a lot of cameos that I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so, and that's the so-and-so, and that's so-and-so. I was expecting something more other than cameos, which makes, in retrospect, probably the right thing that Rick Moranis did not appear, because he didn't want to do a cameo. I give him props for that, and after seeing this movie, he's 100% correct. It's a waste of everyone's talents. Now, sorry, I should have said something about spoilers alert, but in all fairness, if you haven't seen Ghostbusters yet, I'm not advising you not to see it. I am advising you that it's a letdown for me. A very big letdown. There are some moments in which I chuckled. There wasn't a memorable scene that I was in awe. There wasn't any really new surprises that I saw that I didn't see already in the trailer. So, the only thing that I was hoping for is, please explain about this whole 30-year gap. And it seemed as if something was going to happen in which this new villain who was trying to break the barrier and bring about the fourth apocalypse, I never really was clear as to how that all came about, who this guy was, other than, you know, he wanted to rule the world, and this is his way of doing that. Well, I thought there had to have been some kind of connection to the old one, but there isn't. So I'm just dumbfounded as to why this was even made in the first place. When you made a point to make it seem as if there is some kind of connection to the original cast and to the original storyline. So, again, I love everyone on this movie, but this movie just plain sucked. And I hate to say that. I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, and the critics gave it a 73%, whereas the audience score gave it a 57%. So, just like with Batman versus Superman, in which it gave it a really low score for the critics, and audiences were not as harsh, just seems to be kind of the reverse criteria with this kind of movie for the summer. So I'm really kind of bummed out, because I was really hoping to go into details about what made this movie great. I even saw a documentary over the weekend called Ghost Heads, in which it talked about the fandom of Ghostbusters, which I never knew there was such a big fandom presence about Ghostbusters. I know when a couple of years ago when the library had a table to help support the library, you know, and so forth to gather signatures, we also had, like, next to us a table of guys dressed up as Ghostbusters. And seeing ghost heads, I sort of now understand their level of passion for this franchise, which is weird because unlike Star Trek and Star Wars and every other universe that's out there of fan favorites, Ghostbusters is just this one movie. And sure, there is the animated series, but it's really the one movie to me in my head that is worth anyone's salt. Second one is really forgettable. It was just not even worth your time. But it struck a chord in some people, and some people took it full on and made it part of themselves, and it's amazing to see what they do with that. So if you get a chance and you have Netflix, watch Ghost Heads. I highly recommend that. It's only about an hour and change. But again, I was kind of in the mood to watch Ghostbusters. I love Paul Feig's work. Bridesmaid. I didn't see Spy yet. But I really wanted to give 100% support for this movie because of all the backlash about the women replacing the male characters and this whole reboot problem. But still, I want this movie to succeed. And it did very well in the box office. It came in second behind The Secret Life of Pets, which why it's still winning, I don't know. But I don't see that it's doing much more business as a couple of days from now, Star Trek Beyond is going to be coming out, and that's going to be pretty much moving Ghostbusters further down into the less revenue stream. So, is this a call for not having women, female leads in a summer blockbuster movie like Ghostbusters in the future? No. All I want is that if you do this, just like with any other movie, male or female, I want a good story. I don't want to be bored and wind up looking at my phone to see what time it is, to see how long I have to hold on before I have to go to the bathroom, or find myself falling asleep, and how much more do I have to wait until I'm done watching this movie? That shouldn't be the case. The minute I do that, you lost me. I was really hoping for a bigger finish. I was just hoping for something. And it never came. So, they all can't be winners. But I don't want this to be a knock against anyone that was part of the production of this. Because, you know, they had it against the stacks against them since day one of that trailer. And I think it's unjust because of the fact that we have a lot more female characters in this one movie than we've probably seen all summer. So, again, this movie didn't work for me. I advise you to check it out yourself. Judge it on your own merits and not because they're women. Is it a good movie? Is it a bad movie? That's all you need to worry about. If you enjoyed it, good. If you didn't, oh well. That's the dice we pay. That's the dice we roll when we go to the movies. Oh, speaking of which, so the theater that I went to was pretty much empty, but they also had this thing called a D-Box. And if you don't know what D-Box is, it's those motion-controlled chairs that shakes and rattles and amplifies the sound effects in your seat. So before the movie started, I actually sat in one and it gave you a little demo, and I'm like, this sucks. It really does suck. I don't want to go to the movies and feel rattled like that. And God forbid it's like in a porno theater in which this is going on and you're going through the motion like the actors are going through. That's the wrong kind of application for that. But honestly, there is no point in my mind for a D-Box when it's closed off, meaning that like the first two rows of a section, no, actually three rows of that, have all been converted into these D-Box. So if you're paying extra for that experience and then the movie winds up being terrible, that's a real waste of your time. And you're there for 2 hours getting your butt wiggled and vibrated for nothing. So I don't want to see a movie where I have to experience that. I know it gives an extra layer of sensation, but really, you can do without it. So, enough for that. Alright, so I really don't have much else to say, is that I'm really disappointed that Ghostbusters really didn't do it for me. But, again, we got more movies still. We still got Star Trek Beyond coming out in a few days. We have Suicide Squad after that. Still have more podcasts yet to produce about Star Trek, so again, keep an ear out for that. So, until then, thank you very much for listening to the Monster Sci-Fi Show. Sci-Fi, from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.